News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended hastily with no agreement over the North to denuclearize. There were two versions as to actually what happened, with the president saying that the North wanted too much by way of complete sanctions relief, and the North saying they only wanted partial relief. And back in the United States, the president is receiving support from a political rival. AP's Sagar Magani.
You don't often hear top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer say this.
President Trump did the right thing.
Former CIA Korea expert Bruce Klingner agrees. No deal's better than a bad one.
I think the president did the right thing.
And while Klingner says it appears the two leaders left things on good terms.
I don't think we're going to have a return to the fire and fury or the concerns of imminent hostilities, at least for the foreseeable future.
The Arms Control Association's Daryl Campbell says the North Korean threat's not going away.
It still is there, and we still must deal with it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are other metaphorical fires for the president to contend with back at home, with his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, providing scathing testimony about the president before Congress over several days. California Congressman Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says Cohen was cooperative with the committee's investigation, but will need to return next week.
We had a long day, but it wasn't a long enough day. And we very much appreciate Mr. Cohen's cooperation. He has obviously had three very long days. He'll be returning on March 6th for additional testimony.
Thursday's developments come on the heels of public testimony the day before from Cohen, in which he called his former boss, President Trump, a racist, a con man, and a cheat. And Mr. Trump pushed back Thursday during a news conference in Vietnam, saying that Cohen is incorrect and he lied a lot. This is VOA News. Conflicting accounts have emerged regarding the fate of the Islamic State terror group's self-proclaimed caliphate, pitting the word of the President of the United States against that of U.S.-backed forces on the ground in Syria. President Trump on Thursday appeared to announce the fall of the last sliver of the Islamic State's caliphate, a small collection of tents and ruined buildings in the eastern Syrian village of Baghouz. Mr. Trump's comments and assessment drew a sharp rebuke on Twitter from the YPG spokesman Zana Ahmedi, who berated what was characterized as the president's ignorance regarding the battle from front as abhorrent. Mr. Trump's comments also contrasted with a statement made earlier in the day by the lead commander of U.S.-backed forces in Syria, who said it would still be days before total victory of the caliphate. Culminating a two-year-long investigation by police, Israel's attorney general has now announced his intention to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for bribery, breach of trust, and fraud.
The attorney general's recommendation for indictment comes 39 days before Israel's election and could swing support away from Netanyahu and his Likud party. A new centrist party, including three former army chiefs of staff, is gaining ground. Netanyahu insists that he will not step down unless he is convicted. Even a final decision on indicting him after the hearing could take months. At the same time, the attorney general said he was dropping charges against Netanyahu's wife, Sarah, in a separate investigation. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A Somali official told VOA that two suicide car bombs exploded in Mogadishu Thursday evening, killing at least 15 people. That first explosion occurred when a vehicle loaded with explosives were detonated at one of the capital's busiest streets. An hour after that explosion, a second one occurred outside another hotel near the busy K4 junction in Mogadishu. No confirmation of casualties from the second explosion. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. The ongoing tensions between India and Pakistan that have led to both sides flexing their military muscles this week were triggered by a terror attack claimed by the U.S.-designated terror group in Pakistan. They also claimed that both sides claiming that they've shot down one another's fighter jets.
The captured pilot, who has been identified as Wing Commander Abhinandan, he has become the face of an escalation that saw Pakistan down two Indian fighter jets in the contested Kashmir region. That came a day after Indian warplanes struck suspected militants inside Pakistan. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi told a rally of supporters on Thursday they would unite against their enemies.
That's Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on D's. Let's start off the ball rolling right now from Ghana with Achumame Kode by DXD and I Judah. And right after that, Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bride of Tanzania. But Achumame Kode right now by DXD and I Judah from Ghana. Another bad tune.
Hello.
Radical. I again.
Hello.
I Judah.
Yes, see me from.
Oh, mama, my titi, my mama.
And you will chrome, nimi chrome, and cow chrome, kasa. My sem, ya was sem, and you will come, kaka. My dream for me, come and show me, my yan sakra. Okay, and the chima, my baby, and so me, mom, pasa. You should not hear me more, dear, and I'm a chime, hossa. Benia, bring me near, growing, ya, kasa, kasa. Me kasa, kasa, ya, me kasa, mama, money, kasa. Me jina, which I'm trying to glue you that you're more kasa. Hey, hey, oh, shit. Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, oh, shit. Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, oh, shit. Hey, oh, yeah.
Oh mama, my titty, my my. Oh mama, my titty, my my. Oh mama, my titty, my my. Achu mami go there. Oh mama, oh mama, my mama. Possible me beg no penny. Blessing I'm a tip like job, bless my journey. Job bless my
Wakina.
Hey, hey, oh shit. Hey, oh yeah. 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 Hey, oh shit. Hey, oh yeah.
Oh, mama, my titty, my, my, my.
Oh mama, my titty, my my. Oh mama, my titty, my my. Oh mama, my titty, my my. Achu mami gode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By Dr. Upendo Jebrai, beautiful music from Tanzania, and Achuma Mekude by DXD and I Judah from Ghana. Thank you very much, DXD. You are the man. The African Beat on the Voice of America will be right back after this break.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. And that is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Special greetings now going to my favorite listener out there in Germany, and that is Marco Hommel. Thank you so much for all the emails, Marco, and keep listening to African Beat right out there. Another message here says, hi, David. Please play a nice song for the listening pleasure of all factory maintenance workers at the Harbel Factory of Firestone Liberia, Incorporated. And this is coming from Junius Jackson out there in Liberia. Well, thank you very much, Junius, to all the factory maintenance workers out there at Harbel Factory. This is going out to you in Firestone. And so, let the music roll. Go Sleep is done for us by Kobazi from Liberia. I'm sure you're going to love this one. Not forgetting my main man out there, Joe Nutuawanda of the African Beat Fan Club in Liberia. And right after Go Sleep by Kobazi, I bring you Pisarema, the sound of Nyari from Zimbabwe. But Go Sleep is a beautiful beat put together by this great man, Kobazi, from Liberia.
Sleep for one day, Mr. DJ. The way you bang in the beat, carry me crazy. Hey, sexy ladies. The way you bounce on that beat, I cannot believe it.
my feeling you so. So follow me, my avaladi, my tell we to zuni wopo suma gai my resu. Afaka oh, I can't listen. And I know when I'm with her. I fuck out, I in my head. Girl, I with two zuni, no bear will go so mad. I fuck out, I can't hear. And I know when I will rap it. I fuck out, I too first it. I will not be.
All I wanna do is go. Me morning is too soon. All I wanna do. Them on the kings too soon. All I wanna do is go. Them on the kings too soon. All I wanna do is go. Them on the kings too soon. All I wanna do is sleep over. Oh, I'ma go sleep over. All I wanna do is sleep over. Oh, I should go sleep over. All I wanna do is sleep over. Oh, I'ma go sleep over. All I wanna do is sleep over. Oh, I should go sleep over. Oh, I should go sleep for water. We do it like Kukaju. You know you like my thing, then you jag it. Everywhere I go, they say I too popular. How will I be when I'm from the liquor? Yeah. Shall I to be in town? Aye, aye, aye. Shall I no be in town? Aye. No sleeping tonight. I fuck out, I can't listen. And I know when I'm with her. I fuck out, I in my head. Girl, I with two zuni, no bear who bossuma. I fuck out, I can't hear. And I know when I will rap it. I fuck out, I too first it. I will not be.
African Beats.
Pesare manejo suera, mi enzo ayo
Serema by Nyari from Zimbabwe, and before that, Go Sleep by Kubazi of Liberia. Thank you very much, Kubazi. You are such a wonderful singer, and we will continue to play music from across the continent. I am David Vandy here in Washington, and I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African Beat. Now let's take some more messages from our friends out there. Hi, David. I am Demetrius TV, the best listener of the African Beat program from the Republic of Angola. Greetings to all African Beat listeners around the world. May this year give us all an opportunity to think about what matters to us, set up a new goal and plans to achieve them. Kiss to my beloved one, Evelina, known as Jessica. So many thanks, David. We are with you this year, and we are with the African Beat program that brings smiles to our faces and happiness into our homes. Yours truly, Demeter. Thank you so much to all of you. Now you're making me blush in the studio. I am feeling so good when you send out those messages. If you want to be writing to us, send us an email to africanbeat@voanews.com. And that email again is africanbeat@voanews.com. Or you can check out our Facebook page, Voice of America's African Beats. Right there on Facebook, you can also send us a message. And so right now, let me bring you back to more music as we introduce Sierra Leone's Yasmin Kadi from the great United Kingdom. And this is Hot Party Time. You're going to love it. And right after that, I take you to Cameroon with Naomi Achu, the Queen of Bamenda, in Good Life. But party time right now, these two ladies are going to rock the African beat. Let's go.
It's party time.
Party time,
it's party time,
party time,
it's boogie time.
now, let me just send this special message to you, Alfred Munda Sandy in Lumley, Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are the younger brother of Adeline Sandy of Put Sierra Leone Artists First. And you are also known as Don Wani. Well, Don Wani out there, this is specially for you. Just sending you special greetings. I know you're always listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And so this is going out to you. Enjoy it. Naomi Achu, the Queen of Bamenda from Cameroon, and right before that was Party Time by Sierra Leone's Yasmin Kadi, based in the United Kingdom.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
home. On a mental kiss. Start to the crazy. Now who they rock in this place? Colomenta. 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 Colomenta.
As you can fall in, make you take note. Oh, say this party, oh. Now, crispy, bolo, make me mental. Make you display. Show your madness. Make you
for this place, Colomen, for the rhino, Kata.
African beats. African beats. African beats.
My name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Fanti. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Sonda
reality. Manda chuno la ulit mko eva enko nina samu sambete maleti nimuye wakili kete usiti nye wakili kete usiti nina samu sambete maleti yeah.
Siri sahipo kui mayo rio ama erka hosti so birkayo. That can agui apsigena, that can furahana si, wahanjirinena jikena, wahimando no na tu si, wahimando no na tu si.
Samu sambete maleti.
Bilawo, bilawo, nubaka ko. Yohawo, yohawo, nubaka le.
Bila isana faje, nina samu
mucha. Bilawo, bilawo, nubaka ko. Yohawo, yohawo, nubaka le.
Nina samu mucha.
Saba of Somalia. That one was specially for my friend Abdinasir Ali of Somalia. And before that, Babe Come Back by Kanda Strong of Cape Verde and Kolomental by FaZe of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And right now, music from Burundi, Kidum in Abambuzi. And right after that, I Need Some Love by Grace Deka of Cameroon and Mulema by Kendo of the Equatorial Guinea. But first, Abambuzi from Burundi.
Homme d'affaires, Gango Youssouf Matoma. Yahya Hussein, Papa Grace, Charles Ogada, Digital Entertainment Promotion. Ah, c'est ça. Mama Kibido, Maurice Oyano. Todie, Todie.
Mulema by Kendo of Equatorial Guinea. Before that, I Need Some Love by Grace Decker of Cameroon. And Abambuzi by Kidum of Burundi. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der Yen, Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is VOA News.